First up this afternoon is my great friend and the head golf coach of Indiana University, the men's golf program over at the Foul Course, Mike Mayer, joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Glass, I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, when it's not 112 heat index, buddy, I am outstanding. Labor Day weekend, weather is cooperating. Everybody's back to school, and, well, you guys are off and running here shortly as well. How was your summer?
That's been great. Busy recruiting U.S. Amateur a couple weeks ago at Cherry Hills in Denver. That was pretty special. And now, as you say, ready to get at it.
And the schedule dropped this afternoon, so we're going to start at the Folds of Honor Collegiate. But before we get to this season, you've had some, well, August just ended, but a great start for one of your soon-to-be, well, now that the season has started, one of your kids in the Golf Week Amateur here on the Foul Course. What, tell everybody that story about your new kid who had not played that course 1,000 times. Well, he goes out and wins it.
Yeah, Nick Pison from just south of Cleveland, Strongsville, Ohio, came into that tournament set up at 7,300 yards. And Glass, as you well know, the foul course is not easy.
No.
And he comes out right away, fires 68, 67, and then 73 to win the tournament, not by a shot, not by two shots, by six shots over a really strong college field. So Nick Pison is a player, and he can play, and it bodes well for us because during qualifiers, he could not get into the top five, which means our top five aren't bad either.
Well, that's a good problem to have. And again, I didn't know how to pronounce his last name, so I was throwing that to you to get that out there. So it's Pison, all right? That's great to hear. And as you mentioned, each week, is it each week, Coach, before you play, you guys play yourselves first to see who's going to hit on the road and get on the road to do that? You're heading to Grand Haven, Michigan. Is it Grand Haven? Up the road for the Folds of Honor Classic. Who did qualify, and how does that process work, buddy?
Yeah, we did a series of about eight qualifying rounds for this first qualifier, Glass, to see who was going to be in the lineup. You know, as I like to say, everybody on my team is – can play. They were all stars in their hometown, stars in their state, stars in their country, and they're all world-class golfers, and we have to put them through their due diligence to see who's going to make the lineup, and that can change, obviously, tournament to tournament, but the five qualifiers were actually another freshman, Cole Starnes, led the way, beating our All-American Drew Sayers, who finished second. Thomas Hersey from Michigan was third, followed by two-time state amateur champion Noah Gillard. Then Eric Berger in the five spot. So those are the five we'll take up to Grand Haven to American Dunes Golf Club, which they tell me is somewhat similar to the Foul Course, but not nearly as difficult, for a premier event called the Folds of Honor Collegiate. 18 teams up there playing American Dunes. Jack Nicklaus, who designed the golf course, will be on site. And also, check out Golf Channel Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. I think 4 to 7, it will be live. This tournament will be on Golf Channel.
Oh, outstanding. And Eric Berggren, was he injured last year? I didn't remember hearing too much about him, Coach.
Yeah, he's a fifth-year, COVID fifth-year young man from Florida. He was in the lineup in and out last year, had a great summer this summer. And, you know, it just happens. He's coming into his own now, and I think he's ready to go.
You know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Clay Merchant. That's who I'm thinking of, aren't I?
Yeah, Clay is still recovering from the injury. Hopefully we'll get him back soon. But, you know, even without Clay, and as you well know, Clay is probably the most heralded recruit maybe we've ever had here. But we'll get him back. But even without him, it gives opportunity to other people like Eric Berggren to step up and I think you're going to step up, Glass. I really do.
Well, when you have that much competition, whether it's daily, it's chipping and putting and doing all that, or playing these competition rounds to get ready for the season, that day-in, day-out competition, well, it's not a big deal when you run out against 17 other big-time teams on a course, on one of the great courses in America.
No question about that. Yeah, I mean, the Foul Course just does so much for us recruiting, and even more with preparation, because I don't believe there's a harder golf course in the country. So when we leave the Foul and go somewhere else, It's always easier.
Yeah, it's vacation. Now, last time I spoke to you, you were getting ready for the NCAA championships back in the springtime, and you were hoping and waiting, and you thought Drew Saliers was going to fire. He did. He got to the NCAA championships as an individual. How did his summer go, and how important is his leadership to this lineup?
I mean, now there's these premier amateur tournaments that are by invitation only. Drew played in virtually every one of them this summer. So he played against the top amateurs in the world all summer, had a solid, solid summer, just mismatched playing the USAM by a shot, played in the Sunny Hannah, played in the North-South. His leadership is invaluable. This young man can play. He honorable mention All-American last year. I think he's got a chance to be first-team All-American this year. He is that good. And I know I'm not trying to get ahead of the game because I'm looking forward to this year with Drew, but he's going to be our next great professional golfer out there.
It says here you're in your 26th year at head coach. Well, that's impossible since you're only in your early 40s. How does that work out?
It's hard to believe, isn't it, Glass? Huh?
No, it's great.
Hard to believe. I've been here a long time. Wouldn't have it any other way. And now with the foul course, man, I don't want to leave.
Yeah, you sound, again, everybody's got their pep in the step, hosting these great events, national recognition, statewide recognition, and that's your home course as well. You talked about the recruiting trail being hot. We'll get to that quickly in a minute, but your schedule is out, play is getting ready, and the golf season used to have a little bit of a fall, then we really got after it in the spring. Now it's almost 9 months of just pure competition.
Yeah, we got six great events this fall, leading off with that Folds of Honor Collegiate. And we'll go Wake Forest is actually hosting an event in Chicago at a great place called Chicago Highlands. We'll go back to Chicago again, Northwestern's event. Then Notre Dame, a solid golf course up, the Warren course up there in South Bend. Then we do head south down to Quail Valley. Drew Saliers won that event last year, 65-65-69.
Woo!
Then we go down to Loxley, Alabama, for a really strong event at a nice, nice old club called Steelwood. So six big events in the fall, and you're right. We got to get going. We got to get going quick, and we got to get going hard.
Well, playing your course, as you mentioned, that'll tune you up quickly. And, again, these kids play so much golf these days. That's the good news. You're not really – it's not training camp. You're not sharpening them into shape. They're just ready to go.
I always say that, Glass. If they're not ready to go now, they're never going to be ready because they play all summer. We played all spring. They play all summer. We will play all fall. And, yeah, I think we're ready. We're going to find out a lot this week. But, man, what I've seen in practice and qualifying, we've got a good chance here to make a big run, not only for a Big Ten Conference title, but on the national stage.
Well, I'm going to knock on the wood and grab the rabbit's foot and hope the injury bug leaves you guys alone. Just go out and play, not worry about those things. No foul course in the fall, but we'll be back in the spring, right?
Yep, April 6th and 7th. Got a nice field coming. Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Rice from down there. A lot of people wanted in the tournament. Obviously, we love the host here in Bloomington. We love the host at the foul, so as we keep saying, it's such a great golf course, such a great opportunity to bring these teams into Bloomington.
Well, and those opportunities to host these events and bring the teams in are great as well, but it also helps out with recruiting. Has it opened more doors that maybe haven't been cracked open before? Does the course make that much of a difference on the trail?
It is really starting to, as word is getting around, as you mentioned earlier, Golf Digest is saying we're the 86th best public golf course in the country, the third best college golf course in the country. I think we're better than that. And now the word is getting out there. The foul course will host one of the major junior tournaments of the year this fall, the FootJoy Invitational. The top 36 junior boys and girls in the country will come. They'll play this golf course. They'll spread the word.
Isn't it, having these events?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Having these top juniors here is, it is the best advertising we could ask for. And they'll go back, as I said, and tell their friends, tell their fellow golfers they play with and against the best. And also brings a little recruiting opportunity for both programs, the men and women's programs.
and the women getting ready to get started as well. Tis the season. Well, I know you got to get everybody packed up and ready to go up to Grand Haven, Michigan. We'll be watching on Golf Channel 4 to 7 Monday through Wednesday. Best of luck, buddy. We'll be in touch with you as the fall goes on and see how the results start piling up. Have a great trip Perfect. Up there, buddy, and thanks for joining us.
Perfect, Glass. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Three Putt. Mike Mayer, 26-year in charge of Indiana Men's Golf Program. Oh, you can hear the pep in his step. Hey, we're ready to go in the Big Ten. We're ready to compete at a national level as well. He's got huge competition on a loaded roster this year. Well, we'll follow along with him, and we'll start doing so Monday, Labor Day. Put your feet up, watch a little golf after you get done playing.